WHG monitoring.
For VWA mobile.
And for RJN, where are you going, Steve?
Headed down to Greer. Does that sound like a ton of fun?
Get on the net Friday night. Where were you?
We were in the final countdown for the wedding shower preparations. Oh, my God. Well, I won't say it over the air, but a different gender could have run a better show, believe me.
Sounds like you're having all kinds of fun with that.
Been just the calm before the storm because I've got a breather between that and the actual wedding in May. And I am just hoping and praying that we're not going to have any issues with this corona when the time comes for the wedding in the middle of May.
It is a distinct possibility, you know.
Yep. I tell you what, it's just so much fun, I can't stand it.
Well, it's definitely put our plans on hold, at least for a while anyway.
Greensboro?
This ain't exactly the best time in the world to sell a house, or try to.
But you watch what happens when we pop out the other side of this thing. It's gonna go crazy. People are gonna be wanting to get out, get moving after being cooped up. Business is gonna fire back up. It's just gonna be like coming out of a storm.
It all just depends on when.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I really see one more week after this one. I think they're gonna extend it out at least a minimum till about April 7th. And probably going to go until about, maybe April 15th on this self-quarantine thing. And, you know, it's going to be interesting, but I think it'll go a little longer.
Oh, I think it's going to last longer than that, to tell you the truth.
If he could just have the strength to cut travel from the hot zones into the rest of the country. Did you see in the news over the weekend that they confirmed three cases in Asheville, and they actually confirmed two of them were related to a guy that came down here from New York?
No, I didn't see that. The problem is, for every confirmed case, there's at least a half a dozen of them running around there that haven't been tested yet.
Well, that's what they say, but for actual facts of what we have to deal with at the moment, go over to WLOS.com. They had a news piece on it. It was either Sunday evening or Monday evening. No, wait. It was either Saturday or Sunday. And, if we could cut travel like they've done with China and Mexico and Canada from out of New York and off of the left coast, that would be major progress in containing this thing. But the political ramifications would just be horrendous.
Yeah, perhaps. But, if it's here now, it's going to spread. That's just, you know, there's no way around that.
3 weeks, the upstate has increased its cases by two. That means two cases over in Greenville, one case still in Spartanburg, and three in Anderson. So if we keep those folks in Asheville to stay in Asheville, keep Columbia out of here, which we should need to do anyhow, anytime, then we might just have a chance of coming out of this area pretty much untouched.
But again, that's just the cases they know of. And there's cases out there that they don't know of that are still walking around. So what can you say?
Mike said that the case in Greenville was about to be released, that they're over it, and they've had it, you know, it had been more than 2 weeks, and that case had shown up over there in Greenville like 3 weeks ago, three and a half weeks ago. So they haven't had any new cases pop up during that time. So I am hopeful, that we're not going to have a massive spread like in New York.
Well, I hope you're right. I don't know that you are, but I hope you are. Anyway.
Yeah, I tell you where a hot spot and a trouble spot will be is all up and down 95. Those kids that went on spring break down in Florida or are going on spring break in Florida from New York and the Northeast, and they pay no attention to anything. They just go down there and drink and get on the beaches and party and go on. And even Cuomo got all uptight about that. And all up and down 95, that's where your problems are going to be. That's where they're going to stop for fuel and spread it.
Kids aren't doing anybody any favors.
Politically correctly put it, those kids are unintelligent.
In other words, stupid.
DC wins again. I like calling it like it is, just like you just did.
Oh, well. Anyway. Otherwise, what's happening?
Well, I'm going down to a little gun shop down here in Greer, and a little buddy of mine, a young guy, I've been mentoring him in business, and he seems to be doing quite well. Has been jumping up and down about all the fantastic prices this guy's been giving on certain firearms, and I'm going down there with him just to look around. He's a good kid, kind of like a second son, so, you know, maybe I can kind of help him curb his enthusiasm and, well, not curb it, but temper it.
Were you shopping for the wedding?
No, fortunately, no, I'm not shopping for a shotgun.
Stop laughing there for a minute.
Yeah. Now, this kid is going to be my son-in-law. I really had my doubts about him when, you know, he was a junior in high school, and Anna was, no, he was a senior, and she was a junior. And I really had my doubts about him. But, you know, he's come on. I mean, he's matured. He's really, really blossomed out to be a fairly responsible adult. So, and let's see, she is going to be 26 in October, and he's 27, and they've been dating since she was a junior in high school. So, I think they figured it out pretty good.
Responsible adult, unlike his father-in-law.
Careful, man. We don't talk about records.
Myself there for a moment.
Steve, are you out causing trouble today, W2T?
Are you kidding? I'm sweet and innocent.
I'm glad I'm at home sitting in a chair away from him because I'm wearing white shoes today. I'm not going to put up with listen to that stuff. And I've been listening to you for a few minutes, Steve. And I figured if you went and got a shotgun for the wedding, your daughter would kill you to start with.
Kill off the golden cow, because right now I'm the cash cow paid for the wedding.
Good job, Papa.
One daughter or two daughters, John? Both are married.
One has been.
Well, I got a hot flash for you. I've already told the kids that this is a once and done. And if they don't make it more than 3 years, they're going to start paying me back for this wedding.
The one was a mixed marriage. She was Army and he was Marine, and it just didn't work out.
Well, different assignment of bases, and man, that was a huge stumbling block right there to get started with.
It was Army and her husband was Air Force, and that worked out, so what can I say?
That's quite unusual. Now, you were Army or Marine Corps?
Wait.
You were a GI ground pounder, as versus the Zoomies or the Jarheads or the, well, wait a minute, what else is, oh yeah, the Puddle Jumpers.
That's Army, Wing Nuts, Leathernecks, and Squids.
To tease my son about being the Marine Corps' taxi service.
He was a squid.
Yeah, he was a E-7 when he came out.
It's respectable.
Well, he was trying to move up to E-8, and in his MOS, there was just no billets open, and, you know, he graduated he passed the test twice. Well, no, he passed the test once at the top of his class. That was the second time. The first time he passed it, he was number two, and they still put him out because there was no billets open, and if you get passed over twice, you're out.
Yeah, that's the way it goes sometimes. You just, you know, sometimes it's just luck of the draw.
You know, he did a good job while he was in there. Matter of fact, before they issued his documents to muster out, he had two different commanding officers go to the board and say, hey, no, that's not the way this is going to play. We need this guy back in. Because every time the commanding officer would go up in his helo, I'll give you an example. They took the squadron down to Bahamas for weapons training on the UH-60s, and the only maintenance guy they took was my son. And he flew with the commanding officer.
Yeah, and sometimes it works out, and sometimes it don't, you know. But anyway. Well, good luck on your wedding plans there, and shopping for your, whatever it is you're shopping for the wedding there. Shotgun or rifle or whatever you're going after. I'm going back on out of here, and you take care out there on the road, and watch what you touch, and wash your hands.
You still out there?
I'm sitting here in front of the computer.
Tell you what, it's just so much fun out here on a rainy day.
I need to run to the post office because I got to put some QSL cards in the mail, but they can wait till tomorrow, and I'm waiting on a couple of phone calls from people, which, you know, hopefully they'll come through, and because I got to solve a couple of problems and or get direction on how they want me to solve the problem, and then I guess we'll go from there. You know how that is sometimes. Not doing any work, any prosperous work today.
You're using that four-letter word again. I wish you'd cut that out, man. I mean, that's just, ugh.
Keep bringing it up.
I am extremely fortunate. I work when I want, and I don't when I don't. So, you know, hey, I'm pretty much coming and going as I please, baby.
Well, that's the way to make it work. I mean, you know, if it works for you, it works for you. There's not a whole lot, you know, you can say about it, except that, you know, you're putting bucks in your pocket, and you got a roof over your head, you got food, and, you know, nobody's shooting at you.
It's a positive.
You know, so... I guess that's a good thing, and and keeps you out of trouble, if nothing else. Or either keeps you out of trouble or gets you into a whole heck of a lot of it. Sometimes I haven't figured out which it is.
Well, I'm down here trying to figure out where this place is in Greer, so I better pay attention to what I'm doing before I run over something or somebody. I'm going to back on out of here, bud. 73, KN4BWA. I'm clear after you find me.
Okay, we'll catch you. I'm going to probably, if the weather clears up a little bit, I may run up to that barbecue place we were talking about the other day tomorrow to see if I can pick me up some barbecue from up there. And you take it easy. We'll talk to you later. W2T.